I want you to go back to James for just a moment. Let's look at that third chapter again, because we're talking about the distinction between worldly wisdom and godly wisdom, God's wisdom. Now look at this. We said we have three enemies, primarily. The world system in which we live, the flesh, that is our naturalness, and the devil. Isn't it interesting what James says here? He says, now, who among you is wise and understanding? Let him show by his good behavior his deeds and the gentleness of his wisdom. He says, now, if your life's characterized by bitterness, jealousy, selfish ambition in your heart, he says, don't be arrogant and so lie against the truth. This wisdom is not from above. Listen, treating people the wrong way, that's not wise. He says that didn't come down from above. It's earthy. It's natural. It's demonic. Now look at this for a moment. He says man's human wisdom is earthy. It is natural and it's demonic. Now what does he mean by that? Simply this, that man's wisdom is limited. How is it limited? It's limited to what earthly man can conceive of and understand. All the wisdom that man has within himself apart from God is what man in his fallen, sinful, blinded nature can come up with. That is, man at his best is not wise. Why? Because he has a sinful nature. His sinful nature governs his life. And so he says the wisdom of the world is earthly. It's limited, not heavenly. It's natural. It's what man in his naturalness does. You remember that old song a long time ago, doing what comes naturally? That's exactly what we live, that's what we have in our society. People do what comes naturally. And that is not what's wise, but what comes naturally. Why? Because our naturalness seeks to satisfy, gratify, reach out, do whatever's necessary to get our own happiness, our own gratification, our own satisfaction. That's the natural way to live. Why not? The world says. You don't have but one life. You get one life in this. You better get all you can get while you can. Step on whoever you can. Whatever's necessary. Just get it, get it, get it. Do, because life's going to be over. It's going to be all over. What a foolish way to look at life. He says now, three characteristics of the world's wisdom. It's very limited. It's earthly. Nothing heavenly about it. It's not spiritual. It's on the basis of man's fallen nature. That's all the capacity he has. And not only that, he says it's demonic. Listen to that. The world's wisdom is demonic. Well, what does that mean? Well, go back to the Garden of Eden. And what happened? What did Satan say to Eve? He said, you want to be like God? You want to have the knowledge God's got? Here's the best way. You take a bite of this, and you won't surely die. I mean, you know what God said. You won't surely die. Just take a bite of this. Have a bite. You'll be like God, knowing good from evil. Well, would you say that Eve made a wise decision? Absolutely not. You know what she did? She decided to believe a liar rather than God. And the consequences of Eve's sin has been dumped on every single one of us, because all of us came into this world with a sinful nature of which God had to deal with in our life until he could give us a new spirit and a new sense of victory in our life over sin. Now, you think about this for a moment. The world is going to live with wisdom that is characterized by limited to what man in his earthly limitations can do, with his fallen nature, which is in opposition, rebellion toward God, and it's demonic in its source by its very nature. So think about this. When you and I choose to live unwisely, out of the will of God, doing our own thing our own way, here's what we've said. I choose to live by the wisdom of the earthly, by my naturalness, and that which is demonic. You say, oh, no, I wouldn't say that. You don't have to say it. That's what we're doing. When we choose, listen, because wisdom begins with reverence for God as the sovereign of this universe, I yield myself to him, I commit myself to him, I want to walk in his ways. Whenever I choose, and whenever you choose to have it your way, in rebellion against God, indifference to God, doing it some other way than God's way, what we've said is, I prefer the earthly, I prefer the natural, I prefer the demonic way of living. Then, my friend, what do you get? You get the same thing that all sin's consequences bring. Certainly not joy and peace and happiness and confidence and courage and strength. Certainly not the approval of God and peace. Certainly not progress and prosperity in your life. You don't get any of those things. But disappointment and disillusion and discontent. And you look around you. You look around at people who are living unwisely. They're discontent. They get disillusioned. There's no peace. There's no joy. There's no happiness. They may live it up on the weekend or at some party somewhere, but when they get by themselves and they get absolutely deadly honest about their life, there's no real joy. There's no real contentment. There's no real peace. They're looking for something. You see, this world is so frantically looking for something to satisfy. That's why in the movies, they have to become more and more and more and more explosive and using all kinds of new technology. They got to get worse and worse and worse and worse than the next. Why? Because it's man's futile, foolish, endless search for something to satisfy the human heart, and nothing can satisfy the human heart but Almighty God Himself. Cannot. So there are two kinds of wisdom, no doubt about it. There's the wisdom of the world, earthly, natural, and demonic. There's the wisdom of God. It says you and I have the capacity to see beyond what is seen, hear what is not spoken, the capacity to make decisions that fit into God's plan and will and purpose for our lives. We have the wisdom to make right choices in life, the power to make right choices in life, the confidence to make right choices in life. Those choices may be very, very, very unacceptable to others, but if it's God's choice, it'll be a wise choice. Now, think about this. Isn't it foolish for God's people to look at the world and say, no, that's what I want to be like? I think about all these young people who watch the television and look at Hollywood and want to be like some of these people. I'm not saying that everybody in all those areas is sinful, but there's some godly people out there. But the vast majority of what gets propagated to us and commercialized is ungodly and unwise. Now, let's face it, anybody who knows anything at all has got to know anything that you put in your body that affects your mind negatively cannot be wise. And yet we propagate. You can see it everywhere. Drink, this beer, that whiskey, you name it. And you can just go right down the line. We know what cigarettes do to people's bodies. And what happens? We see young people puffing away at them. You know what? They don't care. What they've said is, you know what? I'm not interested in your wisdom. I'm interested in gratifying something. I'm interested in my peers. I'm not interested in your wisdom. Anything that absolutely you know is going to affect the body, to destroy the temple of God, and to put it in your body is totally unwise. Now think about this. Why should we look at the world and look for a pattern of living? And listen, one of the reasons for the weakness in the church is the churches look to the world and say, yes, 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 yes. When God wants the world to look at us and see such a difference that they're saying, wait a minute, what is this? Think about this. We look heavenly. We look heavenly. For what? The Bible says our citizenship is in heaven. The whole idea of being born again, that didn't come from man. Where did that come from? That came from God. He says, that which is born from above, the Scripture says. We think in terms as believers, where are our treasures? Our treasures are not on earth. He says, lay not up for yourselves treasures on earth, but in heaven. I think about when he says, this evil world, think about where we look. Where is our eternal home? It's in heaven. Where is our hope? It's in heaven. Why should we, who are citizens of heaven, indwelt by the God of heaven, by the power of the Holy Spirit, why should we look to the unwise world for a way and a pattern to live? It is absolutely foolish. It doesn't fit who we are or God's purpose in our life. So ask yourself this question. Could somebody who knows you rather well say, you're a very wise lady. You're a very wise young person. You're a very wise man. Would they say that about you? What is it about your life that would cause someone to say, you are so wise? That was a very wise decision. Can they say that about you? What would be their basis of saying it?